We passed out these cards. I need you to put down for me the top five things that you would say of yourself if I was going to be introducing you to somebody. You know, if I was bringing you up here to speak, and like Mike did with me last night, introduce me, what are five things? Just real fast. Don't spend a lot of time milling over it and, you know, trying to think through stuff. This is not a trick question. And you're not going to have to get up and present it. This is for you, not for me and not for me. Just five things. Who are you? You know, it can be like, there's a whole lot of stuff that you do. You wear a lot of hats. So talk about, you know, who are you with your hats? Who are you? Who are you? Okay, that's enough. If you only got a couple, that's fine. But they give you who you are. Anybody put down like things like your parent, dad or mom? Okay, yeah, but that's a good one. That's always a pastor. All right, those are all good things. Yeah, and there could be other things. And when I've had people do this, they give a whole long list of different things that they are. Which one on the list that you have would get you into heaven? If, you know, many times when we are thinking about ourselves, we don't think about our relationship with God, yet that'll be the very first thing, right? And we many times think about other things rather than thinking, I'm a child of God. I'm a servant of His. And we need to help our people where that becomes, when they identify themselves, that's who they are. Because what you think you are, I'll say it again, what you think you are. And if you think you're a child of God, I'm a person born of the Spirit of God, I'm saved by the grace of God, your life's going to be radically different because it answers all these questions of why am I here? Who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? Because you understand who you are. Now, everybody's going to be doing things differently. Everybody's going to be, because God's very creative and He wants to use you creatively. That's why I think going to all these conferences where they try and get you to be just like them doesn't work well. Because I don't have the same people in my congregation that they had in their congregations. I don't have the same dynamics. I don't have the same location. And I can't be like them. But you know who I can be like? Who the Lord wants me to be. And my job is to deal with these people that He's brought into my circle of influence and share with them and develop them so they can be involved in ministry. Because let's face it, folks, everybody's to be involved in ministry. Some of us are full-time, get paid for that. But who's supposed to have ministry? Everybody. You know, we're all to be involved in doing something for the kingdom of God. And yet, I guarantee you, most of the people in your congregation don't think that way when they go off to work in the morning. That's not in their radar. And so we want to help you help them think about that. We referred to this verse last night. Our citizenship's in heaven from which we eagerly await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I tried to share that with a lot of people over November and December because there was a lot of turmoil about the politics in our country. And that's okay. I mean, I'm glad to live here and I don't like all the stuff that happens around. But you know what? I'm going to heaven. And that's where my citizenship is. And I understand that right now I live in an invisible kingdom called the kingdom of God. And in that invisible kingdom that I live in, I have a king. We have a president here. We have Congress. I have a king. And he's wonderful. And I follow him. And I have brothers and sisters around the world who also follow the king. And so it's a great way to live. Now, we looked at the song last night, and I just want to give you the words, because sometimes when it's music's going, you don't grab hold of the words quite as easy. This is Jordan, who wrote, he's 31 now, and he put together with some friends this song. Let me tell you, all my friends, about this joy I'm living in. Let me take the mic and testify how I was dead and came to life. That's Ephesians, right? Chapter 2. No more living in the dark of night. Now everything's all right. I've been changed. I've been saved. Brand new day. I've been changed. I've been changed. Tell me, why would I turn back now? There's no end to the love I found. Future's bright. And there ain't no doubt, I've been changed. I've been changed. Is that true? Have you been changed? Is your future bright? You know, my best days are ahead, right? And when I get to be, I'm hoping, I was telling some people, I hope the COVID stuff's all over by 2050, because I'll be 99. But when I'm 100 and then 102 and 103, somebody asked a guy who was 103, do you think you'll make it to 104? And he said, well, statistically, there are very few people who die between the age of 103 and 104. So I know that when I die, you know, there's this verse that says, for me to live is Christ. And what's the next part? I mean, the best days of my life are going to be spent not just here, but in heaven. It's great. We've been changed, and it's marvelous. Then he has this part that says, I put my hands in the air because I know you're there. Your love did something magical. I put my hands in the air because you heard my prayer, a transformation, radical. I put my hands in the air because I know you're there. It's supernatural. I put my hands in the air because you heard my prayer. I've been changed. I've been saved. Brand new day. And so you saw this last night. I think it's a neat video because you see people meeting up with problems and then the hat symbolizing coming under the leadership of the Lord. All of a sudden, it's different, right? I want you to look at this video this time and count the number of problems that people faced as they were living life. Okay? You understand what I'm asking? So I want you to give me that. And so let's get over to the video. So count the number of things. He was depressed when he sat down. That's one.